I want God's favor and blessings in my life. Can anybody and everybody in this house say, I want God's favor,
I want God's favor
and blessings in my life? Oh, praise the Lord. Psalms 5 and 12. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Now stay there. Let's back up and read verse 11 and verse 12 together now. Verse 11, but let all of those that put their trust in thee rejoice.
Rejoice.
Woo! Hallelujah. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, holy God. Verse 12, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory, glory. Let them rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. And I want to ask, you know, I don't feel like really preaching this today. I'd like to teach it. Have you ever really thought what rejoice really means?
Come on.
To rejoice.
Glory.
It means to feel joy and great delight, thereby showing forth your praise to God with a glad, thankful heart.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't fully, really, truly rejoice unless it's in your heart.
Amen.
Unless you got gladness and thankfulness in your heart for all that God's done.
Yes.
All that God's blessed you with. You can't do it. You can't rejoice. It has to be in the heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
And why do we rejoice? It's because we're saved.
That's right.
Saved from sin. Yeah. We are born again. We have the Lord Jesus and his love down deep in our heart. And we know that we got a better place to go to. And heaven is our home. I tell you, if in this life only we had hope in Christ, we would be of all men most miserable. But I can tell you, I ain't miserable. I've got gladness in my heart. I'm telling you, this goes back almost 51 years ago. I found Jesus on my knees, and he came into my heart, and he saved me, and he filled me with his love, and gave me his good salvation. I tell you, I've never lost it. I tell you, I've had my lows, I've had my highs. I went through dry places, I went through deserts, I've had to cross rivers, I press to go on sometime. But I'm telling you, when you got this down in your heart about the fifth rib, when you got the sweet Holy Ghost inside of you, there's something about him. He'll quicken you. He'll lift you up. He'll give you joy. Can you say thank God for the joy of the Lord that is our strength? Praise be to the Lord. You can't have joy in this world.
Come on.
It's only in him.
That's right.
He is the joy.
That's right.
Woo!
Bless him, Lord.
Brother Tommy, what is the difference? Can you tell us here today between happiness and joy?
Come on.
Y'all want it?
Come on.
Happiness is an emotion of feeling good and excited. Only when good fortune and good things happen.
Come on. Come on.
Oh God.
Bless him, Lord.
The feeling of happiness is in good circumstances when everything is going good.
That's right. Come on, Phil.
How many has ever heard the saying, let the good times roll?
Yeah.
That's a worldly saying. But remember, happiness is of the flesh. It's fleshly. Stay with me. It's only skin deep. Skin deep.
Bless him, Lord.
But joy, real joy, goes much deeper. It is of the heart and of the soul. It's in the inner man. It's down deep inside where Christ abides. Joy is birthed inside of your inner being by the indwelling Holy Ghost. I tell you, this good Holy Ghost won't let you die. I said it won't let you die. It won't let you give up. It will not. It will not let you sink and go down. Praise be to the Lord. He's a lifter up of our head. He's our glory and our shield. Woo! Yes. If you got a good prayer life,
bless him, Lord.
Come on. I'm trying to help us today. If you got a good prayer life, and you daily seek the Lord, praising and loving Him, and taking time to read your Bible, God's Holy Word, you do that daily, loving and praising Him and drawing nigh to Him and singing to Him, you will not get depressed.
Come on.
You might have mind battles at times. That's the devil's job. That's the enemy's job. Things might go wrong at times and might fall apart. Yeah. And we'll have a battle going through. But there's something down deep on the inside that'll lift you up above that. And you, Lord, help us today, God, to take time every day to praise you, worship you, love you, read your word. And I guarantee you, God will speak to you through this living, holy word. Amen. This word is alive. Jesus said, the flesh profiteth nothing, but the words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. There's life. Life in the Word of God. I tell you, when I read my Bible every day and I open up the pages of it, I say, Lord, teach me something out of your law. Lord, speak to me out of your Word. I tell you, this Word is inspired by the Holy Ghost. It is God breathed. How many could say today, I want the Lord to speak to me? I want that life-giving power. Raise your little hand in the house. I tell you, the Bible said, draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. If the Word of God is God, don't you think if we read it, God will draw nigh unto us? And every God that inspired my Bible to be written, hallelujah to God, it's the very Word of God that He'll speak through the pages of His Word.
Amen, bro.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you do that, you won't get down and stay down.
No.
Come on.
Nobody. Mm-hmm. You won't want to stay home either.
Come on.
Bless
you.
Come on.
I love you.
Come on, brother.
You won't want to stay home. Right. Jesus and the Holy Ghost is greater than that.
That's right.
He will motivate you with excitement to want to come to church and to praise Him and to worship Him.
Right.
Yes, He will. Yes. How many can say, I need that gladness in my heart, Brother Tommy, to really realize and do an inventory to where I have been, to where He's brought me at today. Thank God I ain't what I used to be. Raise your hand and love Him. Thank God I ain't out here in the world. Brother Kevin, I ain't on drugs and alcohol and old rock music. I tell you, the Lord delivered me out of that. He brought me out of it. And I tell you, there is pleasure in sin, not just for a season, but that season will run out. But can I tell you, the Lord ain't going to run out. The blood of Jesus will never run out. The joy of the Lord will never run out. I mean, he's glad you got something that'll never grow dry.
Yeah.
Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
I got him. Thank you, Lord.
I have your way.
You know what I've been praying?
I have your way.
I said, Lord, every day, Sister Maria, I said, use my condition to portray a picture of your grace.
Thank you, Lord.
He's a doing it.
Come on.
I told Mary I can't hardly wait to get in there. If I have to go that route, I'll take tracks with me. There'll be others in there that'll be sinners and backsliders in that radiology, oncology center. And if I can, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to shine a light and say, hey, I've got Jesus.
Glory.
You can have him too, and I've got a blessed hope.
Thank you.
Just raise your hand and love him here today.
Hallelujah.
Holy Lord, holy Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, I feel him, Brother George. I honestly do.
Hallelujah.
Brother Kevin, I got some.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you what, happiness will let you down.
Come on.
Yes
it will. It's skin deep. Hallelujah. Let the good times roll. Oh, Lord. Where am I going to go? Where am I going with this, Lord? Hey, can you see this? Can you see people coming into the church? Man, here's my phone. I killed a 14-point buck. I'm going to mount him and put him on the wall. Woo! People that gathered around said, that's the prettiest buck. That's the biggest buck I've ever seen in my life. They're all laughing and looking at that. That's happiness.
Come on.
What if you go out next season and don't even see a deer? Praise the Lord. What if you get in your boat and you went out in the middle of a lake somewhere? Help me, Lord, here.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. And you cast them lines out there.
Lord.
You get your limit, baby, on the limit. You're bringing them in 2.5 foot long. You come to church and I want you to look at this picture. They're all laughing and say, man, oh, man, I wish I was there on the boat with you. I'm telling you, just look at these fish. Lord, it's the best season I've ever had. Oh, God. But I tell you, the winter time's going to come. The boat's going to have to go in the garage. Come on now. Oh, Lord, raise your hand. I tell you, that's happenstance. That is happiness. But the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. He goes deeper. And he goes higher. And it's wider. And it's greater. And it's heavier. Praise be to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that love him, church. Love him in the house.
Lord, come on. Bless him, Lord.
Praise God.
Bless you, Jesus.
You just had to take me the way I am. Oh, Lord.
Glory to God. Come on.
No wonder Apostle Paul wrote to the Thessalonian believers, the church, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything. Well, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Come on.
It's not that you're giving him thanks for all the bad.
No.
I really know and believe in my heart, in everything give thanks, knowing that you've got him.
That's right.
When things go wrong. Mm-hmm. I've got you, Jesus, and therefore I can give thanks.
Glory.
Verse 19, and quench not the spirit. Now, if you want God's blessings and have his favor in your life, he's got to be number one.
Right.
He's got to be your greatest desire.
Right.
And your greatest delight.
Come on.
I love you, Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
He must be your hope.
Right.
And your heart's dream.
That's right.
Oh, God. Every day you'll want to walk with him.
Glory be to God.
Every day you'll want to talk to him.
Right.
Come on. I love you, Lord.
Yeah, come on.
I love him. I feel him today so sweet.
Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah.
Your mind will think upon him with an inward praise in your heart. As you go about your day.
Glory.
Yeah, we'll.
Come on.
He'll be your meditation during the night.
Yes.
Until you close your eyes to sleep. On your jobs and your everyday earthly obligations. You won't forget him.
That's right.
and you won't leave him out.
That's right. Come on.
You'll talk to him with an inward prayer as you go.
Yeah.
This ought to be our prayer, dear Lord Jesus.
Come on.
Would you give me a spiritual mind?
Come on.
I ain't gonna ask you uplifted the hands, but how many has mind battles?
Come on.
You don't have to raise your hand.
Come on, bro.
Mind battles. You know, that's the enemy's job. is to steal your peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure.
To take it away.
Yes.
He uses problems. He uses things.
Sure. Yes.
To steal that hope and that blessed peace on the inside. He wants you to live in turmoil. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do it. Dear Lord, give me a spiritual mind, a down deep desire to pray, hunger and thirst after you and your word.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, to be in God's spirit, Brother George. Oh, to feel his spirit.
Bless him, Lord.
Right now, raise your hand.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Say, Lord, it needs everything in the world to feel you.
Bless
you,
the name.
Oh, to feel him. To feel his spirit, his presence. To feel the peace that passes all understanding. That's what Paul said. He said, I can't put it in definition to tell you. Oh, it passes all understanding, the peace of God will keep you. Oh, Lord. To have his presence and to feel his touch, boys. Everybody in this house. Oh, God. Have his presence with you. To feel his touch means more than anything.
Right.
All cats.
Right.
More than anything else in this whole wide world.
Right,
oh, God. Can you say, Brother Tommy, I want that sweet communion with my Lord, and to know that he's pleased with me, and that I have his favor. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to the Lord. Come on, children, I want his blessing. I said, I want his favor. I want his touch. I wouldn't want to go to bed tonight without his presence. I wouldn't want to get up Monday morning without the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's my hope. He's my dream. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my light. He's my hallelujah, everything that I need.
Amen.
Holy, 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 hey God, holy God. Make him personal to you.
Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus.
Thank you.
Need the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
There's people that need the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Come on.
There's people that's got the Holy Ghost, you need a refilling and a refreshing.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Listen, when I was searching for the Holy Ghost, God dealt with me. I got saved in 74 and I didn't get the Holy Ghost in 1978.
Come on.
I had to unlearn a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And God had to show me how to draw near to him.
Bless him, Lord.
How to put him first.
Mom.
How to include him.
Mm-hmm.
How to lay things aside that was distracting me.
Come on.
Come on. We got a lot of things distracting people.
Right.
It pulls them. This world will pull you away from God's presence.
Right.
Come on.
Holy. But when I was a seeking for the Holy Ghost, I would kneel. Sometimes I would stand. People would come and pray for me. And I would be down on my knees like this. Jesus, I want the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I've had a dear old saint on this side, one on the other side, and Mary's mother, full of the Holy Ghost, she come to me. She said, son, look up. Lift up your head and look up. He's not down there, Brother Tommy. He's up there. Now you raise both hands. Raise them up in the air and tell Jesus that you love him and tell him that you praise him. and magnify and worship Him. Come on, Brother Tommy. The more that you praise Him, the more that He'll look down to you and He'll know that you're desiring Him with all of your heart. Hallelujah. You're hungering and you're thirsting for the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, that's how I got Him.
Come on, that's right. Sell it.
Come on, where's the hungry people at?
Right.
Where's the thirsty souls in this time, in this hour? Woo! I tell you, it ain't the world that I need or I want. There ain't nothing in this old world that it interests me, but Jesus does. Right. I'm going to raise your head and say, Jesus does. He's got a bright future for every one of you. He's got a great work for every one of us. And we can have the joy of the Lord.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Spirit of God.
I see Jesus.
Listen. Now, I got this. I prayed hard and I got this all day yesterday, so I put it all together.
Come on.
The whole day. Right here, I got 6.5 pages. I buried myself in God's Word and in prayer with tears. And what I give you, God gives it to me first.
Praise yes. God.
It's for me too.
I'm still old.
How many still with me?
Yes.
There is a blessed state, say it with me, a blessed state.
Blessed state.
That you can reach and get to when you seek Jesus with your whole heart.
My goodness. Blessing, Lord.
It is a spiritual state of well-being. A deep down joy filled contentment that cannot be shaken by affliction and trials. Thank you, Lord, for this blessed hope.
Yes.
It's a sacred place that you can attain. A sacred place of trust and hope that gives you that good feeling down inside of calm assurance that no matter what you face, you have God with you and in you.
That's right.
Yes.
Come on.
You have built and are building your life all on Him.
Glory, glory.
And thereby, it gives you confidence. You don't have to worry and don't have to fear.
Come on.
The sweet Holy Ghost Comforter abides within your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise be to the Lord. Maria, this is good. This is so sweet, so good today. How many wants to draw nigh to God? Let me see your hand.
Come on, brother.
I want more. Can you say, I want more?
I want more,
Jesus. Listen. Our blessing in the Lord is based on the condition of our soul. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
That blessing goes beyond the material things that we have and possess. To crave and desire the earthly things can never ever bring you genuine happiness and contentment. All
right.
Our fulfillment can only come and be in our love for God.
Right.
For Him, that contentment. John the Beloved said it this way in 3 John 1 and 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.
That's right.
What do you say, Brother John? Everything good you can receive from God in life will be based upon the spiritual condition of your soul. Come on. Everything good that comes your way and every blessing will be based upon the spiritual condition of your soul. God honors those that seek Him.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Psalms 37 and 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The Lord is a saying that he'll give you your heart's desire when it's in him and for him.
That's right.
Now, do you all know what delight means?
Yes.
Delight yourself in the Lord. It's to take great pleasure and joy in him. Whew. It goes back to our main scripture for this lesson. If you really, really love God, you'll want to worship him and praise him with all of your heart. But let all of those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them shout for joy because thou dependest in. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him about as with a shield.
Peace be to God.
Now,
bless the Lord.
I want to ask us all, me included, how personal do you make the Lord to you? How personal do you make him to you?
Come on.
Is he your everything? Is he your all?
Come on.
Have you placed your life in his hand? Here I am, God. My blessed hope and my future is in God that cannot fail.
Yeah.
He's faithful. He's dependable to take care of his own. Jesus said it so well in Mark 12:29. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is this, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all of thy soul and with all of thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
That's right.
Praise be to
yes,
the Lord.
Come on.
God,
and you say today, Lord, I want you to have all my heart.
Hallelujah. Be the God.
Lord, I want you to have all my heart.
That's right.
Not part of it, all of it. Listen. Come on, Jeremiah. Can you tell us, oh man of God, does it pay to serve the Lord? He would tell you, yes, it does. Ask him, is it dangerous in this evil world not to know or have God?
Yeah.
He would say, yes. Woe to that person who feels that they don't need the Lord, that they can go on their own way and live their own life and work things out that they want. A daily prayer life and reading your Bible, church attendance and worship, doesn't interest a lot of people.
Come on.
They've got other interests.
Come on.
That is greater than their love for God.
Glory be to God.
Holy Lord. If I let anything, listen, if I let anything come between me and God, it's common sense.
That's right.
It's closer to me than God is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
If I have anything that ties up my time, takes it all and set my affection on it, my desires,
glory to God,
my wants on it.
Come on.
And doing everything I can for this one thing, and I leave God out.
Mm.
Woe to me.
That's right.
When I have to face him.
Amen.
Say, help me, Lord, today. Help me, please, Lord. Help me today. I pray,
hallelujah,
God, to draw closer to you.
Thank you, bless.
Oh. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. Can I tell us here today, man is not your hope.
That's right.
Flesh and blood cannot save you. Cannot heal and cannot deliver you. Only the Lord can save and help you.
Amen.
He has the answer to all of your problems. I felt that go all over me. Praise be to the Lord. He's my life. He's my hope. He's my strength. He's my keeper. He's the life giver. He's the preserver. And you raise your hand and he's not only my savior, Brother Tony, but he's my helper. Hallelujah. He's my God. He's everything that I need.
That's right.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He's the only one that has answer to your problems. He can touch your body and give new life, fresh life to your soul.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. The Lord can bring you off in death row.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. He can even bring you off of the suicide list.
Glory be to God.
You'd be surprised. People's tired of life. They don't want to live. They wish themselves dead.
Come on now.
He can bring you off of death row and bring you off of the suicide list because Jesus is far greater. Hallelujah to God. Praise be to the Lord. I don't have to give up. Jesus loves me. Raise your hand. Jesus loves me. This I know because the Bible tells me so. Hey, Lord, the Spirit of God's greater than any kind of depression and oppression.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Mom.
He can fix and mend broken hearts. And only Jesus can satisfy the longing of your soul.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Can you tell us more, Jeremiah? I'm going to end with this one.
Bless him, Lord.
Verse 6. For he, that person that doesn't have the Lord, but trusts in himself or others, or the world, he shall be like a heath, H-E-A-T-H. He, that man, shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited. Oh, what a sad picture of a person who doesn't have God in their heart and life.
Yes.
The Bible says they are like a heath tree. Listen to me, I looked it up. A heath tree is a brown buried cedar tree that lives and grows in isolated places, in lonely crags of a mountain. In dry deserts far away from the water. Man, I don't want to be like a heath.
No.
They barely suck in enough moisture from the atmosphere to live. I don't want to be that heath tree. I want my God.
Amen.
I need God. I want his loving, life-giving spirit.
Yes.
We know what it means to be blessed. When you're blessed, you're happy.
Yes, Lord. That's right.
Hallelujah. You are prosperous. But do you know what it means to be under a curse? I'm going to say this as I close. A lot of people that once served the Lord, listened to me close, and really walked close to him, had an experience, had the Holy Ghost, they're living, they backslid on God, and they're living under a curse. What's a curse, Brother Tommy? It means nothing will go right for you.
Come on.
To get out of God's will, nothing will ever go right with you. Things will continually turn upside down. Things will continually grow worse and worse in your life. There will be misery, misfortune, no end to your trouble. There will be no peace in your life. There will be problem after problem.
Come on.
Nothing will ever work out right.
Come on.
You'll get your money. You'll put it in the bags that's got holes in it.
Come on.
Without the Lord, he's the one that teaches you to prosper. Raise your little hand in the house and praise him. I tell you, the Lord's in the business of prospering his people and to bless his people. I'm glad that I'm a walking in his blessing. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord, I don't want to be in the heath tree out in the dry, parched places of the lonely crags of the mountain. We need to pray for the backsliders. God, open their eyes. I'm like Brother George. If you've ever tasted of the depths of God's love and the Spirit of God, you'll never be the same. You might go a million miles away from the Lord, but you'll never forget that experience. Hallelujah, that joy that you once had. Raise your hand and say, I'm staying with God. I feel this, Brother George. I'm a staying with the Lord. I'm staying in His favor, boys. I'm a walking in His spirit. I'm going to put Him first. I'm going to serve Him with all of my heart.
Come on, brother. That's right.
Hallelujah to the
come
Lord.
Come on.
Sweet Savior.
Come on.
Would you stand with me while she hugs her soul?
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be.
Jeremiah goes on. He says, blessed is that man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. What happens to him? For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river. And shall not see when he cometh. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful, worried in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. As she sings tonight, how many wants to come? Just bow somewhere and say, Jesus, I want your blessing and favor in my life. Come on, children, come on. Come on, come on, put Him first, put Him first. Walk with Him, talk with Him. Draw nigh to Him with all of your heart. Come on, Jesus, come on, Lord, take all of my heart.
Hallelujah.
Take all of my heart.
afraid.